A small town in northwest Arkansas is in the headlines following Wednesday's rioting at the nation's capital because of a photograph that was taken when President Trump's supporters stormed the offices of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. As Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek tells us, the man in the photo is a resident of Gravette.
Once it was shared, the photograph of a man sitting with his feet on a desk in House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's offices quickly became emblematic of the storming of the complex by a pro-Trump mob. In a matter of hours, local and national media identified the man as Richard Barnett of Gravette. In a series of tweets, New York Times reporter Matthew Rosenberg described speaking with Barnett after he left Pelosi's offices with a personalized envelope, which he insisted he didn't steal. Rosenberg also shared a video of Barnett describing what happened.
How'd you get it?
I didn't steal it. I bled on it. And so I figured, well, I'm in her office. I got blood in her office. I'll put a quarter on her desk.
Gravette Mayor Kurt Maddox says he started hearing from people shortly after the photo of Barnett went viral.
Of course, you know, with everyone, you see the initial thing happen and you hear about it, come across the news. And of course, you know, you're shocked at what you're seeing happening and hearing is happening at the Capitol building. And then I started receiving some texts from people stating, I think this person lives in Gravette.
Then he says staff and police started getting flooded with calls, emails, and posts on social media from people around the country demanding a response to Barnett's actions.
And of course, you know, a small city, you always hope to be known, but you never want to be known for something like this that throws you into the spotlight.
Maddox says a family who lives at an address that previously belonged to Barnett had even received threats.
And it started turning, you know, pretty south pretty quick. And that then started causing some threats coming across Twitter and that type of stuff to this family. And so the police had asked them to maybe stay somewhere else that night just to be safe till we could clear this up. We are putting extra patrols in that area. And of course, around the city, too.
Which is why Maddox decided to release a statement Wednesday night, writing, "The city believes in the right of every citizen to safely express their rights given to them by the Constitution. However, it does not in any way condone violence, rioting, or breaking the law."
You know, as with anybody, America is known for, you know, our peaceful protest, and that's America. But once it crosses that line, and which it definitely did, you know, that's where we all have to stand back and say, hey, this has gone too far.
Maddox says he's also been in touch with federal authorities.
We're hoping things, you know, will move forward very quickly in the near future is what we're looking at. But yes, we have talked to other agencies.
The Washington Post reported yesterday that Barnett identifies himself as a Trump supporter, white nationalist, and gun rights advocate in Facebook accounts that have been linked to him. He's also shared conspiracy theories about election fraud and announced he'd be attending Wednesday's rally in Washington, D.C. Maddox says he hopes the actions of one person will not define the entire city.
Gravette is like a lot of communities around the country. You know, we have great families that live here, you know, they do anything for their neighbors. We have both sides of the political aisle here, and everybody, you know, works together to get stuff done. And even though we may not always agree on everything, we come together as a city. And that's what we hope. And that's what I kind of was, you know, trying to get across to in that is that really we all need to work together because most everybody agrees on more than what they disagree on.
Local news articles indicate Barnett had also organized a Back the Blue fundraising event for the Sulphur Springs Police Department back in October to fund the purchase of body cameras for officers. The same month, he helped raise money for the Save Our Children campaign, which has since been associated with QAnon conspiracy theories that allege child abuse among the global elite. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
Both Republican Senator Jim Hendren, who represents Gravette in Little Rock, and Republican Representative Steve Womack, who represents Gravette in Washington, D.C., have condemned Barnett's actions.